Thank a couple of people who kindly donated. Zibilla Proyshat is one of them. Thank you. And John Douglas has given a wonderful contribution on his Visa card, which I'll just refresh other people's memory that Visa and MasterCard are accepted. 3401435 is the telephone number to give.
No, really, Dig. Now, here's the Exus. Now, the Exus then arrived a lot earlier. Okay, the 1998 stop. Phenomenon happened in early 1988.
News that stays news. Hard-hitting journalism.
Like the tetrad. Mm-hmm. When I said the tetrad, you went, that's true. It wasn't the truth.
Because I think it's true, relevant to my situation at hand.
No, I don't necessarily mean that, because that implies matching your own inner reality with outer reality.
So that's wrong.
Yeah, that's limited today. The new form of truth is, well, in a word, it's Bob, but Bob resonates with all languages and all sounds and all artifacts. So I'd have to refine that better.
Michael.
Yes?
Get off the bloody phone and go to bed. It's
12:15. Oh, the guy. Mother shows up right when he's going into the truth.
Okay.
True, Bob. Every second Wednesday, by phone, Church of the Subgenius, with Bob. Midnight, 88.1 CKLN.
This mic isn't here.
Yo.
3401435. Where are we at now in the income? About 80,000? 74,000. 74,000. 74, 76. Okay, Mike copped out. Mike, this is a coup. Mike is gone. He didn't show up for fundraising for personal reasons.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, he's not here, so he's leaving us in this chaotic state. And
okay, Bob, yeah. We're at 73,480 right now.
73,480.
Okay, and what's the goal for your show?
100,000. We're going for
25,000. We're going for 100,000. Okay, no sweat. We can do this.
We can do it, as the subgenies are very wealthy since the second crash.
Well, Bob, this is your big chance. You know, Mike's not here.
I know. Cool.
It's your show.
It's mine. Okay.
This is your chance, Bob.
Everything I wanted to say.
We can raise that $100,000 right here in CKLN with J.R. Bob Dog. All you have to do is call 340-1435.
Now,
and prove to CKLN, prove to everyone out there how important this show is. Because we know how important it is down here. And we know that you're out there listening. Bob.
Ruth, you're rapid. Good, good. All right. Now, here's the point. Is why Bob? Well, it's been over 2 years, and, I won the Secret Council 10 election in March 88. So it's been a year and a half, almost 18, 19 months. 19 is Bob's number. We know that much would happen this month. And over the last 10 days, much has happened. The UFOs landed in Moscow, really Mongolia, as I predicted a month ago. There was a...
that was my question.
Yeah, there was a crash, which I protected. Honecker was top of the day. I predicted that 4 weeks ago. Yeah, that's what goes next. And then we had a little problem in San Francisco, which the main point is it struck the Mae Brussels Research Center in Santa Cruz, and I'll explain why that happened later. The epicenter right there in Mae Brussels Research Center just announced the bulletin. Are you ready?
340-1435.
1352166. 6543214.
1435. 1435. Call now.
They've left. What happened to them? They freaked? They left.
They made the pledge, Bob. They're pledging their money.
All right. So here's the thing. It's been an amazing 10 days, Ruth. There's people looking over my shoulder, heavy monitoring tonight.
Everyone's really excited.
They want to read the notes, right?
Yeah. It's censorship.
You just put your hand over my mouth.
You're protected,
Bob. 340-1435.
Yeah, we're going for 100,000 tonight. No, 25,000. Now, here's the thing. 10 days ago, I was sitting home, and TASS announced that, that's the New York Times of Moscow, said Soviets spot giant aliens. That was in the Toronto Globe and Mail, October 10th, 1989. And the Toronto Star pinked out and said three-eyed alien zap boy in Soviet city, therefore playing it down. The important thing is the news agency said scientists had identified the landing site and found traces of aliens, quote, who made a short promenade about the park, unquote, and left minerals not usually found on Earth. Now, of course, when the aliens land, it's going to be a big boon to the tourist industry of the country that it happens in, right? It will be the new Epcot Center.
Of course.
3401435. Now, the thing is, the Russians, I predicted a month ago that it happened in Mongolia on June 2nd, 1989. And, of course, Moscow hijacked from the Mongolese. They don't have a chance, right? So it's they claim it landed a few months later, September 27th, on Voroznov, south of Moscow. Now, the point is that I'm going to surprise you again. As the scientist said, there were minerals left. Well, for a $1,000 pledge, I have one of these minerals here.
I'm looking at these minerals right now.
Look at that. Now, it will purify your water.
That's right.
If Mike was here, he would testify that it does purify your water. This stuff really does. So a $1,000 pledge would give you an actual UFO alien. Most people think I'm preposterous, but if you look over the events of the last 10 days, much has happened to prove. What the hell? There's a bust here.
This is live radio.
The fundraising is over. We've just been arrested. They're beating up my sponsors. Just a second.
340-1435 is the number to call. Bob is here. He's got, this is the first item. This is only the first item on the list. What is it, Bob? Tell them.
It's one of the minerals that the aliens, actually the X's, dropped is evidence of their landing in Mongolia. It was hijacked by Moscow, and the scientists are looking at it, but I've had it for years thanks to the X's, and it's very powerful stuff. $1,000 pledge.
$1,000 pledge right now, 340-1435.
Right, and then we can have pure water, and we're going for 25,000, so I have 25 of these if we need them. 25 pledges, $1,000
each.
We're hip. Okay, that's the UFO stuff. Now, let's have some testimonials, which is on that tape there, Ruth.
The one that we have queued up here, Bob.
Yeah, okay, we didn't move that one. That's ready? Okay, if it says not right, I'll signal to you. I want you to rewind a bit.
This is
testimonials relating to the UFO crash. It should be side A.
Side A? No problem.
Live UFO aliens. And also relating to the crash in one of the holy offices. Okay, take it away, Ruth.
It arrived a lot earlier. The 1998 phenomenon happened in early 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And
in
Mongolia they landed.
Okay.
And you remember that. You will hear things in history over the next 8 years. You will hear something happen very important in Mongolia around that time and this time.
But we get pink news media about UFOs all the time. I mean, like, what about all the... right near Moscow, they found this, huge crater, and it was burned into the ground, and it was perfectly circular.
Oh, man,
and they said it was burning hay, and the same thing just happened in England.
That's right. Now, you're smart, man. You're picking up on what I'm talking about. Remember this date, June 2nd, 1989. The Inquirer is picking up, rumors and spin-offs of what happened in Mongolia. Okay? I didn't know anybody would know that. That's pretty clever of you to bring that point up. I mean, you should. Okay. It's good to monitor those papers because they do spread out on a certain level information that the Globe and Mail and the establishment press the pink press would not reveal, right?
Hi, Bob and Carolyn. This is Joey Psychotic in Greenpoint, New York. It is just 6:34 on Columbus Day here, and on the NBC News tonight, they reported the story, a TASS news service story about the aliens landing in Mongolia that were 12 feet tall with little heads and one robot and three aliens on board, and now they're gone. And how about that, eh? So maybe you want to give me a buzz back and talk about it some more if you know more stuff. But in any case, thanks for the pre-info. Bye.
Bob, it's Doug calling. September 22nd, very important day. Edition of the New Federalist, headline: LaRouche warns of new crash. He says it probably could come as early as a few days before or a few days after the 10th of October, although it might be postponed as a financial crash and so perhaps next March. I think I got my $50 worth, you know. So, I'd like to thank you, Bob, and I'll hear from you, or you'll hear from me soon. Bye-bye.
Yep, Ruth. Oh, Ruth.
We're happening, Bob. We're happening.
Ruth, it's on you. It's on Ruth. You know, remember Zappa's album? What was it? Chester, One Size Fits All. Actually, if you look in the map, no, I can't tell you that, but in the map in the back of Zappa's album, it has the Booty's Constellations. Check that out.
But Mike is here, Bob.
Mike's here.
Mike has just arrived.
Yeah, sure. Is this the real Mike? Check his breath. All right. And Ruth. On Ruth is a line from one of the songs in Zappa's album, Chester's Gorilla. On Ruth, that's what I'm thinking of.
So that was like a premonition of this very night, because this very night is a very special night. 340-1435 is the number you can call. You can get in on this now. You can get some authentic mineral salts. It'll purify your water. $1,000. We have what appears to be a real banana, but I'm sure it does something extraterrestrial, because it's in this package thing with these mineral salts.
It's what this guy thought I looked like, and he will testify a little later why he thought I was a banana head.
Well, I want to hear about that.
Yeah, Mike. Okay. Mike. Yes, we do. Mike,
okay, we have a line lit, Bob. Cool. Bob, we're on a roll. We have a line lit. 340-1435. We need another light right now, I think.
Okay, tell Mike to take the phone.
Mike is coming in to take the phone.
All right, so we had the testimonial from one guy from New York saying, yes, he remembered me telling him about Mongolia and that it happened. Therefore, they announced it on NBC last week, October 9th, Lennon's birthday, Sean Lennon's birthday, and the day that Yoko and Lennon met in 1966 at the Art Gallery. Then we have... hey, don't put that near there. Hey, come on, keep the grease off. So the... then we have... The financial crash, 340-1435 is the pledge in as much as you can. We had the financial crash, and we had Doug testify to one of the holy offices, Lynn LaRouche, predicted it almost to the day. He said, give or take 3 days from October 10th. Not bad for the sources of my power. Now let's have an... Mike, have you got the next tape in there?
Yeah, I do.
Another testimonial.
And you've got 12 minutes, so your time's almost up.
Right. Okay, so here, this is an explanation from another holy office, Sherman Skolnick, subsidiary of the May Brussels Holy Office. This is an explanation, 340-1435. This is an explanation of why the crash happened from Sherman Skolnick. Take it away, Mike.
Hi, Sherman Skolnick, Citizens here. Committee to clean up the courts, 9800 Oglesby. Well, the great crash has started just about as we predicted. We can expect in the near future a drop of 1,500 points in the Dow Jones averages from the recent high. Were the following items all a coincidence? Notice, just before the start of the stock crash, Donald Trump's three top executives, heavy manipulators of junk bonds, were killed in an explosion of a helicopter. Was it just an accident? Or just another sabotaged plane crash? The market crash starts just after the gold futures market closes for the day. The Federal Reserve has been determined to keep down the price of gold. If it ever goes above $500 per ounce, well, the paper currencies will be endangered. In the crash of October 87, foreign central banks, in conjunction with the conspiratorial Federal Reserve, dumped gold to keep down the price. 2 months before the 89 crash, the Justice Department begins the prosecutions of 46 commodity and currency traders and speculators in Chicago. This, by the way, has undermined the hedging mechanisms designed to protect mutual and pension funds from a bad market decline. The prosecutions may eventually include another 55 more or less independent pirates. In exclusive stories, we told you here how the Nazi-originated Interpol and the secretive Group of Seven forced the American Justice Department to frame up these relatively smaller fish. It happens to be unconstitutional for U.S. officials to be beholden to foreign potentates. The fact that their ostensible purpose is to stop rampant speculating in paper currencies does not justify trampling Article 1, the last clause of Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution. Some of the fallout of the crash. Three major stock brokerages are in shaky condition. A major insurance company, Prudential, has upwards of 25% of their portfolio in junk bonds rapidly becoming worthless. State insurance and other regulators nationwide will be reportedly forced to start action against Prudential and major state employee pension funds and other such funds sinking with junk bonds. We are facing the possible close down of the New York Stock Exchange and other regional markets, as well as the Chicago Board of Trade and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Various big-time mass media reporters and technicians have been using their high-tech machinery to get ahead of the public in stock and bond trading, and the federal regulators are too chicken to do anything about this high-level insider trading. An emergency is shaping up. The ultra-rich are planning to push their financial problems and business blunders onto the backs of ordinary people. How? Through a terrible devaluation. The new two-color paper currency is already printed, awaiting devaluation day. You'll get one new piece of paper marked $1 for every Federal Reserve toilet paper marked 20. But your old debt will have to be paid on the basis of the old numbers. Yes, you can get ruined. Mass media bosses have already been quietly informed of a White House secret emergency order. They are ordered to, as much as possible, hold back crucial details of the crash, at the same time bum wrapping silver and gold so ordinary folks won't take measures to protect themselves by getting the good stuff. Just another story suppressed by the liars and whores of the press.
Bingo. Well, Bob, it's good to be here. This is fundraising. I'm sorry I'm late. Beyond my control. We have to pick up someone at the airport, Philip Perkins.
Were they flying in from San Francisco?
Yes. He flew out of Oakland, I think, actually, to Chicago and then on to Toronto, and he lost his luggage. It came in on another line. Oh, okay. And, Bob, apparently in the 20 minutes you've been here, we haven't had a single phone call yet. So let's make the appeal to the listeners of this show who have been listening to this Church of the Subgenius at different times. We've been on this hour for how long now?
2 years.
2 years. We get calls every single week, not just phone calls. You have long sessions with Bob, which don't cost you a cent. You have free consultations on the air, which don't cost you a cent. Even if you're calling long distance, we'll pick up the bell charges. And tonight we're not going to take calls. Tonight we're not going to take personal consultations. Tonight we're going to take your money only. And I think if you value what Bob presents, if you value the growth you've seen in my own way of thinking, my own coming of subgenius age, then I think you should pledge tonight, 3401435. And Bob, our personal goal tonight is $12,000, is it not?
No, $25,000. We want to get up to, we're at $74,000. Okay. We want to get to $100,000.
If we raise $12,000 every hour for the next 2 hours, we'll raise $25,000. It's a modest goal. I think we can do it. Bob, are you offering anything tonight to the listeners?
You missed it. Now, when I offered it, I mentioned that you could testify to the power of this. Mm-hmm. See, when the UFOs landed on October 8th and 9th in... Well, supposedly in south of Moscow, they announced in the paper that they left minerals not usually found on Earth. And so since I predicted this announcement of the UFO landing, spin-off from the Mongolia one in June 2nd, I thought I'd bring in evidence that I do have contact with these people with this water purifier. And I'm saying...
So what sort of bid are we looking for?
We're looking for a pledge of $1,000 for this. It's very valuable. But the thing is, Mike, you personally use this, and you know that it purifies your water.
And
you're
I'm
not kidding.
I'm a better person for it.
Yeah. So this stuff really works, and you don't have to believe I got
Okay, well, just give us a bid. We're going to keep things moving along, Bob. What's the bid?
340-135.
Give us the bid, though. What sort of bid for this?
$1,000, man. $1,000 for this thing.
That's a little high, Bob. We're not going to make it.
Well, if pledge your slack, then. Whatever your slack is, pledge that if you can't make match our goals.
Bob, why do you think a subgenius listener or a would-be subgenius person should pledge tonight?
Jeez, Mike, on the spot. I think obviously things are changing in the world since I became chairman. You take the stock market crash, it didn't happen as violently as it did in October 87 before I was elected secret council chairman.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
It was cushioned and protected and kept into an ecological situation. That's the next thing. Now the
that doesn't answer my question directly.
Well, no, that point is that why not support the source of slack, me? And those who get it should support CKLN for having me on, because it's the only station that would tolerate such a revolution.
Well, once again, we are appealing to those listeners who call every single week, who clog our phone lines, who can't get through every week. You don't always agree with what Bob has to say or what the Church of the Subgenius represents, but you do call, and there is that interaction. You won't hear that anywhere else. In any other Canadian station, any other community station.
But
there are some stations in the States.
340-1435, but we do have a couple of pledges sitting here. We don't need to have them phone in.
We do have to have them phone in, Bob. I don't want to. I'm sorry to.
No, we got a pledge here from
belittle.
Steve.
Well, okay, we've got
Steve
a pledge.
Steve wants to make a testimonial. Let him say. Go ahead, Steve. Do like you did at the recent celebration of Mike's personal life. You know, explain Bob's usefulness as an agent for social change, you know, something like that. Give a testimonial. Steve, you said you wanted to talk, eh? You're here. You want to talk?
Don't put him on the spot. Okay, we're going to keep moving on, Bob. I've got some music to play.
We have another one.
Okay.
Bob speaks for himself. We have another one. Just come on in. We have, you know, he's known as Sean. Much of our listener knows him as the Beaver. But, Beaver, give your
explanation. It's not much, but I'm offering $1 to CKLN.
Minimum
it's
pledge
better
$15.
Than nothing.
Minimum pledge $15 tonight. I'm sorry.
No.
That's true. That's true. That's all. We can't. We don't even negotiate dollar pledges.
So, but why would you pledge a dollar?
So, Genius listeners, we're appealing to you. 340-1435. I'm going to keep things moving.
What's
along.
The value?
What's the value?
Bob.
That's the end of our segment tonight.
Yeah, let's quit.
Okay.
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 This is ridiculous. Oh, I do have one letter. I think we should say this. This is a very good testimonial. This is from another Sean. He says, on your August 2nd broadcast, you brought out the info that British spies had operated in Canada and that Canada was a vital point in covert operations in North America. 340-1435. Hey, presto, the same story is released with much shock to the big-time Canadian press in September. So once again, Bob rocks the spy hose. He also points out that there are 2,200 members in the Congress of People's Deputies and 22 members in the Arab League. Now, here's a reason I think, this is real reasons why people should pledge and what you can learn from Bob. This is an example of a very perceptive top-down analysis and bottom-up analysis gleaned from the Sean who's been listening since April 5th. Now, look at what he comes up with. Look at his analysis of media ecology. He says, high-definition TV comes at an opportune time for the Bush administration, just as Bush is gearing up for war on the bad guys. Maybe this one might be an all-out full-scale war. Certainly Bush is going out of his way to gain international support. And hey, the kids have already been taken care of. They won't tolerate another Vietnam. Looking back, is it really that likely that crack was invented on the streets? Yeah, and AIDS came from a green monkey, too, he says. Now that all the kids have been hooked on crack and made into young criminals with some quick image warfare with shows like Cops and movies like Colors, Bush's recent proposals of sending crack dealers and anyone possessing crack off to boot camp probably won't come up against too much opposition. And gee, didn't L.A. serve better than any old boot camp? After all, experience is the best teacher. As for the other kids, well, they've been so brainwashed with shows like G.I. Joe, World Wrestling, and most recently Rock and Roller Derby and American Gladiators, that they'll be begging mom and dad to let them go off to war. Now, dig this. Of course, subgeniuses don't have to worry. We can sit back and watch a show, and I guarantee it'll be a good one. This war will be high comedy, because if you look closely at Bush's images, it's
comic relief, slapstick. Every picture in the paper has been of George slipping a banana peel bush, and he encloses one as evidence. Now, dig this. This is real good bottom-up analysis. He says, and why? Because it's fascism with a happy face. No one wants to face the trauma of Vietnam again, so heat up TV. That's high definition, so no one can get involved. Low-definition TV is the old kind of TV. New high-definition TV will not be very involving. And throw cream pipes at those really bad guys. They'll never know what hit them. That's an example of subgenius perception. Excellent work after only, 6 months paying attention. Mm-hmm. So that's a reason to donate. So let's pretend Bob's leaving. He will be back, but let's close this off. This is too embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. I'm disgraced, and I'm ashamed of our listeners, but I know they're out there, and
okay,
I know they're supportive.
If your section doesn't get any pledges, I got to come back on, right?
Okay.
It's fair deal. We'll see if Mike gets any pledges. Yeah, he's so hot.
340-1435. I don't, Bob. I don't. I just...
I have much to play. If you need fill-in, I got lots of testimonials.
No, thank you.
You okay? Is it all over?
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll have you back in later.
Yeah, okay. Do the guests come in here, or are you going over there?
I think we may as well stay.
Okay.
We'll have guests coming in and out.
340-1435.
Okay, Bob. Bless you, and bless the Church of the Subgenius. Oh, looks like we've got a single solitary
pledge.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Edward, very much for pledging. Oh, Edward.
We know who it is,
yes,
I think.
Again, another listener.
Sure.
A Subgenius supporter, and we thank you.
Did we reach our goal, 25,000?
Yes, that was a 25,000, actually a $24,000 pledge.
There we go, Eddie. Thanks a lot for coming through.
Keep it going. But this is something, you know, we're in the middle of the week, Bob. It's we've been fundraising. It's sort of a low end.
Oh, yeah, the alibi, sure. Look, everybody else is raising lots of money. Why can't you, Mike?
Why can't we, Bob?
Oh, okay. No, I'm finished, Mike.
Finished.
I'm off.
Good night.
That's all you, but I'm here to heckle you. Let's watch Mike.
Okay, let's continue. Apologize again for lateness. Subgenius listeners, we are not taking phone calls tonight on the other line. The only line you can get through tonight is 340-1435, and the only reason you can call is to make a pledge to support what J.R. Bob Dobbs does every single week on the radio. You had a comment?
Well, yeah, Mike, I think that if we did open the lines, because it is a discarded shared environment, how
that's
come
it.
They can't come
through? Because they'll just bullshit and they won't pledge.
No, no, they'll talk live. I bet you if you open the lines, we'll get some pledges.
No,
they want to do it on the air live.
They won't do
that,
it, Bob.
That's what makes our show unique. We do it live.
Yeah, they can do it 340-1435 and they can do it live.
Right? Okay, 3-4, yeah, do it there and then call back.
Okay, Bob, we'll be on the air again in a little while.
Okay, buzz.
Yo. Okay, time for a little more. We've got lots of things to give away tonight, as always, lots of incentives, as we like to call them, but this is, I guess, about my sixth year fundraising, different times, different shows. It's always a difficult time for some of us who don't do an awful lot of talking on the radio, who tend to play more music and more experimental sounds and audio projects, so I hope you bear with us as we do a little more talking tonight. Tonight is the exception. It'd be nice to have a goal of perhaps $400. Wow. Okay. Would be a nice goal in 2 hours, and it's not a difficult goal to reach, I don't think. 340-1435. As far as things that we would like to offer to you, we have, of course, the beautiful Sea Cannel t-shirts. What are they going for this year, Philly?
$40.
$40.
$60
for the sweatshirts.
$1,060 for 15 sweatshirts and 14.
Okay, if you really want to get into t-shirts and sweatshirts. As you know, if you've been listening to the show for quite a while, I am a big advocate of cassette culture, and I've brought in a number of almost every release on the John Doe label, which is my own cassette label. I can go through some of the tapes. And, of course, the stylish John Doe t-shirt, which is available in large. Very hard to come by, white t-shirts with a black John Doe logo. They're all large. Yours for a pledge of, $25. As well, a lot of the John Doe tapes, Darren Copeland's tapes, some compilation tapes that I've put out, Violence of the Sacred. Yours for the asking and for the pledging. A pledge of $15 for any tape. And as well, lots and lots of other things to give away, but also, more importantly, radio, unlike any other radio that you've ever heard, certainly in Toronto anyway. So, 340-1435. Another thing that I'm quite actively involved in is bringing artists to town, and I've been very, very lucky this year in having the chance to curate a series at the Music Gallery. We're almost halfway through the series. Last week we had Borba Tamegas perform from New York State, and I had a really nice chance to talk with these guys. Didn't get a chance to have them down to the station, but it was an incredible performance, one that reached all my expectations. They left behind an autographed copy of one of their very, very early albums. We're going to play a little bit of a track from that LP. For a $50 pledge, it can be yours. And we'd really like to hear from you tonight. Reach our goal, $400 before 2 o'clock. 340-1435.
With sound. Come on, man. I've heard people, they don't even play anything anymore. They just play the number.
What's that number, Bob?
340-1435.
Okay, we had a pledge from Sean as well. We've had a few pledges since we last went on the air. We first went on the air. Sean Henniger called and would like to hear your voice one more time.
Well, I'd like to thank Sean for pledging. What was it? About 10,000 he pledged?
Yeah.
So a couple of more big pledges from the subgenies. We can end the fundraising tonight. We're going for 125. We have, what, 90,000 now? We've gone from 74,000 to 90.
Well, the listeners are out there, Bob. It's just a matter of appealing to them. Perhaps you're being too aggressive, abrasive.
Come on. There's a lot of different kind of people out there. We're appealing to those that respond, all right? You know, I mean, who are we matching with? We're not like, as Andy said today, there's DJs, and I heard it with Philly,
DJs at the major stations have got photos of little rich kids. That's who they match with, right, Philly?
That's right.
I heard that testimonial, and who are we? What have we got for a picture? You know, who are we trying? Who is our target, you know? The aliens, you know?
It's scary. It's frightening sight.
Yeah, who are our audiences?
Frightening sight.
Mike, are you going to say something?
Well, I don't know. I'm just...
You don't know. See, I got to carry
the ball. Where are all the regular sub-genii, the people who always call every week and want to know, get wisdom from
Paul? They're cowering.
If there really was, they would give money. Am I right?
No, because they believe in a discounted experience. They're making a statement. If they're not allowed to pledge live, which is what this show is all about, this is about being pledged, right? Pledging live, then, you know, they don't feel like doing it because that's how you share Bob, is by being discarnate. So why
let them be carnate for a change.
Okay, well, 340-1435, and, you know, I'm just saying what it is. You know, if they don't want to open the lines, then that's what it is, right? But it is. That's the old phrase.
We've gone through this. We've gone through how we help the public. Okay,
yeah, we've gone through this. But Mike, you are an agent for social change. There's no doubt about that. It's just your problem.
Oh, you let him on that
bomb. The problem is, Mike, you don't know the environment has changed so many times. Human nature is uncategorizable anymore. It's been mutated so much because we have clothing. You know what? Here's a good slogan for your show, Mike. Do the clothes make the pink, or do the pink make the clothes? Well, obviously the clothes make the pink, right? But the subgenius make the clothes. And the subgenius know that our clothing today is television, radio, satellites, and computer. And for relaxation, books, magazines and newspapers and occasional movie if you're married, right? So those are the clothing. That's what we're wearing now, and that's why they find it rather puny just to donate in silence. They gotta wear the electric clothing which they manifest.
Well, I'm not gonna argue with you, Bob. We're not opening the lines tonight. It's sort of a form of punishment. I agree with you.
Yeah, for you being late. Therefore we had to play the intro twice. We didn't have my skill. He's a very highly skilled technician. But he blames it on me. Where is Phil? When are you going to bring Phil on, the guy you had to bring
Phil
in?
Phil will be in shortly.
Did we play his stuff music yet?
Not yet, no. Let's move on to more sounds.
There are people giving me hostile glances right behind Mike now. Unbelievable, the team is sided up behind Mike.
340-1435. That is the line. We'd like to hear from you tonight. We'd like to hear your pledge and your support. We get the support every week in other forms, in other phone calls. It's a one time a year. 40% of our operating budget comes from fundraising. 40%. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's very important, fundraising. 340-1435. It's just funny to look at Mike, you know, all year long and just look at his face. It's a very interesting face. It's a face that radiates some... I'm not a Bob. He's not a... I'm a Bob, too. I'm not a Bob. That's the face. I mean, he just maintains his aristocratic cool. That's what comes through in his face. There's something aristocratic in Mike's bloodline.
Okay, more music. One of the things we do, we pride ourselves upon here, is bringing to you alternative forms of music and audio arts you wouldn't hear anywhere else. And we do this every week. My program, other programs, Wayne Morris, Tom Third, when he used to be on, Jim Patterson, when he used to do a show, the Sunday night programs. Music and sound that you wouldn't hear anywhere else, and we're appealing to you tonight as well to pledge tonight to 340-1435 if you're a regular listener of my show and of Bob's show and of our shows together, one big love in. We'd like to hear from you tonight. We've got a goal of $400. I know it's after midnight. It's a modest goal, but I know we can reach it. And we've got people waiting to hear your calls, to receive your calls, to hear your pledges. And our goal overall is $125,000 for the total fund fest, which ends Sunday night at midnight. So please call now. We do have lots of incentives, lots of John Doe tapes available for $15 and $20 pledges, all the compilations and the tapes that are available. Electronic Cottage Magazine, a great cassette networking magazine, available for a pledge of $10. Also, the infamous John Doe t-shirts available in large, and it would be great for you to be wearing those shirts in the trendy bars and cafes of Queen Street. 340-1435. We still have the Warped Tomegas LP as well, an autographed copy of their New York performances, and we'll give that away for a pledge of $50. Coming up soon, Philip Perkins, who has just arrived from earthquake-strewn San Francisco for a performance tomorrow night at the Music Gallery. As part of the series 20th Century and How to Leave It, we have passes for that series as well. For pledges of $25, we'll give away some passes to the Philip Perkins Show tomorrow night. 340-1435. A tape that I got quite a while ago They got a lot of airplay here at the station. I think it was number one for a while, and our charts are based strictly on airplay of our programmers, not on any payola, not on any schemes, but strictly on how much a record or a tape is played by our programmers. And this tape was a very ingenious tape, some really, really great cut-ups, very funny tape. And we're going to play a little bit of the Tape Beatles now from A Subtle Buoyancy of Pulse, 3401435.
I had a chance to decide for myself.
This is your time right now where you make the choice. Don't let the Army pick it for you. Don't blow it. You have the chance now. Telecommunications. You can go to Ranger School. You can go to Airborne Military Police School.
And be a leader in today's world.
Gentlemen. Various stage actresses.
The Information Advisory Committee. More than 25 years in direct sales.
You're probably uptight about what either your wife or your husband or your children or your mother or your father or your uncles or aunts are going to think about it.
Industrial psychologist.
200,000 consultants like me.
Civil engineer.
The great look of you.
Queen Beatrice of the Netherlands.
Talk show host.
Stay at the computer and read.
A great mind. An intangible mind.
Faculty, they seem really friendly.
CBS News chief political correspondent.
USA, 4 years.
To the
age of the
fireworks.
Come in.
Hi, Sam. Got a minute?
Hi, Paul. What's on your mind?
Sam, I think we have a real emergency situation here. Are you aware that we're making some submission deadlines by just one day?
No, I wasn't. I've been so busy recently that I haven't paid much attention.
Another symptom. And take a look at this financial statement I just got from accounting.
Ooh, wow. Check those overdue receivables. Our cash flow is drying up. Ooh, wow. We better put this on the agenda for Wednesday.
Sam, I think this situation raises some serious issues of drawing up a contract with them.
You know, I think we can explain our situation. Our cash flow is drying up. I guess the problem has crept up on me in stages, and I've adapted.
But it's no long-term solution, and you know how the griping starts about professionalism.
Mm, they do have a point. The things they never teach you in med school.
Dr. Irving, line 3.
Hello.
Sam, Bill here.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Did you get a chance to talk about my letter?
Yes, we discussed your letter and feel you raised some good points.
Can you tell me about that?
No, we haven't discussed it with the staff yet.
Problems?
Really? What kind of problems?
Concern about.
Good Mutual News, I'm Dirk Van in New York. Another disturbing report.
They're certainly dealing with what is traditional and what is accepted.
Right.
What is traditional and what is accepted.
Right.
And a certain kind of high culture that, I think what you're talking about, if I'm following you, is broader. It's broader. It's popular in the root sense of that word. And a certain kind of high culture that, dealing with what is traditional and what is accepted.
Right.
If I'm following you, is broader. It's popular in the root sense of that word, not popular because it is done by the people.
Who is directly liable or responsible? If they could figure out how many lives were lost. All of this for the sake of additional income and revenue.
a world in which people... Recognize, know that it's there. They know that it's extremely important. And yet they resist. And certainly they aren't willing to talk about it. It's
340-1435.
People, they think it's anachronized.
Tape?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Mike, have you got any pledges yet?
No, we haven't, Bob.
You're doing great, Mike. You have to bring me back on. Subgenius is just getting home. I heard about it.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, not only am I taking pledges at 340-1435, anybody comes down here gets some special presents. There's been some nice subgeniuses came down, and they're getting little presents. Bob gives away stuff on fundraising. I mean, you wouldn't believe what he's giving away down here. And don't forget, the $1,000 pledge, you get that water purifier, which Mike can testify to. It does work. And, you know, it's awful hard to prove people we aren't lying, since we've been crying wolf and Bob too much for the last 2 years. But Mike is telling you the truth, that it did clear up his water. Mike did try to throw it away, but his better half said, no, but this is the real stuff, Mike. We're keeping it.
We aren't lying. You're listening to CKL on 88.1 FM in Toronto. We broadcast 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Out of that time, I broadcast 2 hours a week, and I broadcast every other week with my cohort, J.R. Bob Dobbs. We present the Church of the Subgenius every 2 weeks, and you have supported us in many different ways. We've provided information and news and ideas.
I can give a sample, Mike.
A brief sample, sure.
Yeah, talk about what...